As a society, the respect and dignity of every human being is required. No one person is less than another. Catholic social teachings reminds people to take notice of those who are in need and ridiculed. It reminds us that every individual is made in the image of God, that we are all God's children. As God's children, we are made brothers and sisters who need the support and love of one another to survive. We are bound to protect the natural rights to which are given to us under the love of God. We are one human family. Franklin Roosevelt once said, remember always that all of us, and you and I especially, are descended from immigrants and revolutionaries. From the beginning of time, immigration has occurred all over the world. Some argue that immigration forces a country to endure many drawbacks, such as brain drain, attracting criminal actions, such as trafficking, drugs, and people, overpopulation, depleting the poor from their benefits, and the list continues. Oftentimes, these negative arguments against immigration are used to discriminate against people unlike, in quotes, their own. In fact, the United States has designed immigration policies where only immigrants with a certain level of education are allowed entrance to enhance the nation. Although this may seem reasonable at first glance, this paves a road at blaming those less fortunate for their status. Many fail to realize that the foundation of the nation we are accustomed to today began with the prevail of immigrants. Immigrants are people of exorbitant courage, willing to do all that is necessary for a better life. Oftentimes, they leave everything behind, their families, their homes, their entire lives. They risk everything for just the hope of a brighter future for not only themselves, but their entire family and even friends. Immigrants, in fact, do not increase budget deficit, government debt, take American jobs, lower wages, hurt the poor, increase economic inequality and crime, undermine political and economic institutions, etc. Immigrants often do the work people of the country decline, and not only do they work without complaint, they work longer and harder hours. These people are part of our family, regardless if their appearances are different. As one human family, we all have the same goal, the goal to survive and be happy and loved, a goal in which we need to recognize and assist. Today, people take a stand for immigration with petitions, advertisements, and rallies against the government policies that decline immigration. I, myself, am the first generation of my family to be born in the United States. Both my mother and father immigrated to the United States at a very young age. Today, we will hear from my mother and her experience. What year did you finally decide to immigrate to the United States?
I decided to immigrate to the United States in 1989, but it took me almost 1 year to prepare all the documentation, and I immigrated to the United States in 1990.
Why did you decide to immigrate?
I was born in Ukraine, in the capital, Kyiv. Kyiv was located in a 40-mile zone of Chernobyl nuclear power plant. After the tragedy in Chernobyl, it was a very high level of radiation, and my child needed medical help. I understood that United States of America could provide for my child better medical help that he needed at that time, and I wanted a better life for my child and for my future children and for myself.
Could you describe some of the difficulties you faced?
It is very difficult to come to a country with the little child in your hands, without knowing the language, without any friends, without any money. It was very difficult to start the life from the beginning. Some of American people are very welcoming and ready to help, and some of the people were not very happy to see us. And some of the people even were saying, Russians, go back to Russia.
Do you ever regret leaving everything behind, your family, your home, for a risk?
No, I don't regret that, but I honestly miss them, and I have not seen them for 25 years. I truly miss my family that was left there in Ukraine, but I was able to work hard and build a better life for my children, but not only for my children. I was also able to save some money and send them to Ukraine for my nephew to finish the university there, because his parents were unable to pay for his education.
Do you have any final words of wisdom for those seeking a better future?
I think you have to believe in yourself, you have to dream big, and you have to really work hard and be honest. Honest with people and honest with yourself. And if your thoughts are good, deep in your heart, you can achieve anything you want.
Thank you for sharing, and thank you for listening.